This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus. This is Dean, Dylan, and Venus for Mad Wednesday on Joy.
It sure is. It is 22 minutes to 6. It is 11 degrees in mid-city Melbourne, 4 degrees overnight. Don't freeze anything off. Stay warm. Listen to Joy, of course.
I have been rugging up like you would not believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine.
I believe it.
All right, well, fine.
I believe it. Something that makes me warm is listening to Cher or seeing someone slay a lip sync like nobody's business.
Yes.
Without the use of tomfoolery or trickery.
No, there's no reveals. There's no, nothing. It's just pure art.
Yeah. One of my, I would say my favourite drag queen in Melbourne, on and off, I was going to say the screen.
I mean, I feel like you're going to actually, a lot of queens are about to just crack it.
Well, they're no Lisa Mann because we've got Lisa Mann in the studio.
Oh, hello.
The fanfare, the fanfare.
It just doesn't stop, does it?
Oh, look, it's unbridled.
You have been running around the country, shall we say?
I've been a busy cross-dresser for Christ's sake.
Now, you did enter the competition, the Pageant for Queer Expo, and you were the only performer to not have a wig reveal, costume reveal, to just get out there and do it, which I absolutely loved.
Thank you. Thank you. It's not necessarily something I pride myself on, or it's certainly not intentional. It's just that it takes too much to get into it in the first place. I couldn't possibly imagine having to put on two sets of costumes and two wigs and have to take one of them off.
It does make me laugh that when there'll be a performer up there and they just take off their jacket and everyone goes crazy. And it's like, I mean, God, if that's how he got undressed at the end of the night, like, you'd certainly have a good time, wouldn't you?
Right. I think it sets up false expectations for their love affairs as well, though, as well.
And I have to say that, just slightly off topic, but on topic, when I met you for the first time the other night, I met you out of drag and then I met you in drag. And how quick was that transition? Because it seemed too quick that I had to really second guess if it was you because it was such a quick.
Right. So it was pretty quick. You were talking about at Molly's the other night,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it was pretty quick. It took me about an hour.
Okay.
Oh, an hour's not that long.
Yeah. Yeah.
In your mind, the night was moving on faster than it possibly might have been.
That'd be right.
It could have actually been a little bit longer, but I, because I'd been there for the viewing of the finale and got all that in. And then I was like, okay, well, I've got to be on stage in a couple of hours, so I'll go downstairs.
Do you know, I actually just thought, finale? What finale?
But I think the key was that you did it like a lot of effort. You made it look like there was a lot of work. So maybe even an hour aside, it looked more like
she's
two.
She's learned over years how to make it look like it's a lot of work, but not let it be.
Oh, you can put that on with your feet kind of thing.
Oh, God, no. Oh.
That would be me.
The difference was that I wasn't stopping for cigarette breaks or drink breaks or anything like that. So it was just, it's just me and a
mirror
downstairs in an empty nightclub. Thank you, darling. I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm not the prettiest out there or anything like that.
Lies.
There's a lot to do. There's a lot to go through. There's a bit of a journey to go on. But I do actually care a lot about what I look like.
Do you have any style icons?
Oh, my God, I've got so many. But straight off the top of my head, there's, Patricia Field, Bessie Johnson,
I'm just thinking who's got really big hair, because you've been rocking the big hair lately.
Oh, straight out new convert and hard up addict for big hair now. I cannot go back to my Mari. I've burnt it.
There's going to be no more little wigs for you,
no,
are there?
Little bobs? No.
No, they're gone.
Straight up obsessed with them.
Now, we are doing a competition at the moment because we're giving away two double passes to the red carpet screening of Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
That's exciting.
Here in Melbourne, which is very exciting. And because, you know, we're overachievers, we gave people three options for how they could enter the competition. Since a certain, what's her name? What is it?
It's Cameron.
Cher. That's right. Cher.
Snap and come
Cher is in the movie. We've asked people to share a story with us.
Mm-hmm.
We've already done that. Or to let us know their favourite Cher song, or just tell us they want the tickets.
Right.
So do you have a favourite Cher song?
I can do all three of those.
Oh, bring it.
A, give me the tickets. I think it'll be fun. B, my favourite Cher song is Believe. For this reason, It fits in with the funny story. I was 17 years old. I was well out of the closet and going to a private Catholic college, and my mum had to write me a letter to say that I could leave school early to catch a train from Canberra to Sydney to stay with a 34-year-old bear that she'd met once. And I was going to stay with him, and he bought the Mardi Gras tickets, and we went to the Mardi Gras party, but it was the year that Believe had just come out in time for Mardi Gras. Ooh. So that's why, although Believe is a bit of a basic song, it was like, it's one of those...
It's not that basic, though. Like, it was a song that kind of, it changed the way we thought about what that style, like it kind of led the way with that kind of style and tone.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see what some other people have said.
Yeah.
We've also got
you missed that one. Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves by Tom.
Oh, there we go.
Gypsies,
Tramps and Thieves by Tom. We also got a message from little Jason from Ivanhoe saying it took a lot of years after their partner died, but they finally believe in life after love. Oh, yay. And now they found love again, and they'd love to take Oscar with them. I love when people get invested in their responses.
That's got to be close.
Makes me, poor Davide is going to have a tough time.
Yeah, I feel for him.
You're all pouring on the guilt. Obviously, Paul from Abbotsford saying hi and loving the show and loves a bit of Bang Bang.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Paul from Abbotsford.
And then we've got... Didn't I say that?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
Repeating. And then we've got Bettina. Bettina, the lovely Bettina. And Bettina's enjoying the show and saying, favourite song is Walking in Memphis. Oh, my God, all right. You can read that one.
Simon says, oh, my God, my mother and I saw Mamma Mia in New Zealand and they served so much free champagne. We were both very merry. So merry, in fact, I was singing embarrassingly loud. Anyway, I digress. This is a life story. I saw Cher at Mardi Gras too, and it was fabulous. All of her music is just amazing. So many great times I've had at listening to her music. Anyway, Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves is my choice. Absolutely fabulous. So bring on the red carpet.
Now, that could be Simon. That could be Simon. I'm not sure because of the way it's spelled, but we're putting it out there. And that's all right. So we've had a lot of entries so far, but you've got to be in it to win it. So you have to, not have been a member in the past week. No, you have to be a joint member. You have to not have won anything in the past week. And all you've got to do is message in on 0427JOY949 or honor at joy.org.au or send some love to Davide by hitting us up on 1300JOY949. And yeah, that's all you've got to do to tell us. We've even gotten another message while we're talking about it. This is from Jason saying, I was dancing on my coffee table giving my puppy a drag show. The song I was doing was Woman's World when the chorus came on and I flung my hands up and knocked the 70s light fitting off the roof. That is literally my favourite song.
Oh, I'd do
We've all
like
been
that.
There. Who hasn't
I'd
been
do
there?
Something like that. Yeah. Really awkward. Smash everything on the way through, but look, great doing it.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a radio question, Lisa Mann?
Sure, go.
Do you want to stick around with us on Mad Wednesday?
I love being stuck around on Wednesday.
I reckon it's time for us to do our share trivia for Dylan.
It is coming up. This is Eyes Open by Chris James, not Jesse James. It's Mad Wednesday on Joy.
Keeping you sane on the commute home. Dean, Dylan and Venus, Mad Wednesday on Joy.
It is Mad Wednesday on Joy. It's 7 minutes to six. Dean, you're going to do something to me.
We are. So you're joined here in the studio by the lovely Ash, Dylan, Lisa Mann and myself. If you haven't been listening, what the hell have you been doing? We are giving away two double passes to the Melbourne red carpet premiere of Mamma Mia. Here we go again. We've been asking you to message in on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. What's your favourite Cher song? Share a story. Anything Cherry. Or just say, give me the bloody tickets.
There's a share in there.
And what we've discovered is that Dylan is not as knowledgeable as one might think.
Share education.
He needs share education. So Lisa Mann and myself have decided we're going to give him a bit of a quiz live on air. Right. And let's see if he can handle it. So would you like to kick it off,
Lisa? I can definitely handle it.
Yeah, no worries. All right, so question one. What was Cher's birth name?
Sherilyn.
Ooh, all right, good job. Mm-hmm, yep. Question number two.
Yep.
What did Cher produce for her teacher and class in the fifth grade? It was a performance of a musical. What musical?
Oklahoma.
Did you Google this while we were?
No. Is that true?
Is that true?
That was
I was waiting to go, he can't get it right. It was Oklahoma.
I didn't know either of those, so credit.
Ash versus Dylan.
No.
So you both need buzzers. What's your buzzer going to be?
Okay.
Just our names.
Just your names? All right, well, you have to call them out yourselves.
Yep.
So,
why are we doing this?
So what does Dylan know about you? A lot.
I'm going to say, what month was Cher born in?
March.
Close. It starts with an M.
May.
All right. Well, Dylan, you're out. That's two, so.
But March fell out.
Is it May 1st?
No. Next question.
All right. Where was Cher born?
Dylan. Arkansas.
No.
Texas.
California.
Oklahoma.
California. Next question.
Yep.
What is the name of Cher's child?
Dylan. Bono. Chaz Bono.
I got it. Oh my God, I got so it. Didn't I?
So you just said fun. The last name.
That's all they asked for.
No.
Next question. So Cher gained popularity in 1965 as one half of what rock
Dylan,
band?
Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, that is correct.
not that I'm competitive, Ash.
What was the first hit song of Sonny and Cher?
I Got You, Babe.
That's correct.
Oh, close the town, shut the lights down.
She didn't buzz in.
Oh, look, I'm not hearing this. I'm not going to have, like, I want a fun, ordered, relaxed thing. Next question. How do you pronounce Cher?
Dylan Cher.
All right, that's all right. He's in the lead by 1 point.
1 point?
I don't know. You're in the lead by one. Yeah. You've both been playing against each other, you realise. Yeah, sure. I mean, all right, for arguing, -5 points. Now, Ashley.
I agree.
In the lead.
See, I'm complaining the game. I'm in my own lane, Queen.
When like, you have not been buzzing.
You're disrespecting the judges.
Next question.
Amen.
Oh,
fire away.
So, by age 9, Cher had developed a very low what?
Estrogen level.
Very low voice. I don't know. Very low tolerance.
Dylan has it. It was voice, but I think we should get a point.
Special
Ash,
mention.
I'm just thinking of myself.
Levels.
Oh, give her those hormones.
I'm all right. I feel like
I'm competitive now.
I'm not at all.
I mean, it's
I'm not at all.
Oh, lies.
I'm still
Minnelli
the same
colour.
You've changed colour about 3 times.
You have significantly.
Literally, look at me.
I'm
burst of sweat.
He's
You're
so
shaking.
Red.
You're shaking.
I'm shaking.
I'm actually scared.
All right. What movie did Cher star
in? Dylan Moonstruck.
With Winona Ryder.
I don't know.
Lisa, Mermaids.
Yes.
I could not believe. I was like, I knew. I'm like, I'm not going to say which award, which is this. I'm not going to do it.
Yep.
And final question. Name the drag race queens who have played Cher in Snatch Game on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Dylan.
Ash, I'm sorry, you've watched one episode, so I know.
That's not fair. I feel
Chad
a bit lifted
Michaels.
Out.
And who else?
Mariah.
That's not all.
Mariah?
There's another one. If you don't get this, you forfeit completely and Ash wins.
Oh,
yeah,
Ash,
I think that's
five.
Yeah.
Ash can win.
Three.
Two. Come on, another queen from RuPaul's Drag Race has played
Which
Snatch
season?
Game. Has
Detox.
Played Cher.
Season three.
God. I think I might have seen that one.
And Dylan, unfortunately, has lost the entire game, so he is very weak on the Cher knowledge.
Additionally.
And the answer is...
Delta Work.
That it is.
Yes, I knew that. I was waiting for you to say it, babe.
Thanks.
So it seems in the Mad Wednesday studios, the champion of Cher knowledge is...
Gary Wilson.
Oh, play the clips or do something fabulous, because I just heard it.
Unfortunately, Dylan is still... Dylan's still in need of a Cher education. Now, we have a half an hour left of the show, which means that's a half an hour for you to put in your entries to get the double pass tickets to Mamma Mia,
here we go again.
The Melbourne Red Carpet Premiere. And how can they do that, Dylan?
They can text in 0427-JOY949. Coming up on Mad Wednesday, the latest news with Gary.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.